following program is sponsored by House of Prayer.
Welcome to God's Heritage, the Women's Hour. I am Natalie Diaz. Thank you for joining us. This program is dedicated to Moriah Michée Dennis. Tonight we conclude this special series of the Women's Hour, where we bring to you our Prayer Force family. The turn of the year is a very special season for us. This is the time frame in which we sailed into uncharted waters. Very few venture to travel down the straight and narrow path anymore. Many have turned back and said it cannot be done. Regardless, we chose not to try a new and easier way. We determined to go back to the old paths.
And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Isaiah 58, verse 12.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein.
While some did not want to come along, and that's perfectly biblical, others did, and souls were added along the way. Thus, the highway of holiness was being restored.
I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Daniel 7, verse 21 through 22.
It has been said, pray and prevail, cease and fail. For now vanity and lies rule the world, but not for long. The Ancient of Days shall sit and sort everything out once and for all. Ecclesiastes 3:11 tells us where the world is found. It is found in our own hearts. As for Christians, we do not walk after the flesh, or should we say, after the world. And we do not war with weapons of war. We are law-abiding citizens of our respective nations throughout the world. We read our Bibles and pray as exhorted in Scripture for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Even though you are more than welcome to come, you do not have to come to one of our churches. Just be a part of the solution. Endeavor to have a consistent time of prayer and Bible reading of your own. Attend your local church or synagogue, not to find fault, but to receive strength. Then, work on fixing your own character flaws. One permanent change after another, you will watch yourself grow in God, not in religion. And lastly, as you are afforded the opportunity, tell someone else what great things God has done in your life.
Yeah, when God found me, I just remember how lost and alone depressed, strung out on drugs, just completely hopeless. At times, nowhere to even lay my head. And then I prayed to a God who I did not know and who I barely even believed in. And he sent me somebody right away that invited me to church. And I went to church that night, and instantly I knew that I was where I needed to be and that I had found what I was looking for. It was the Spirit of God. And he delivered me from all my sins very, very quickly. He showed me the power of God just to change my desires and to have the power to say no to things and then begin to have the power to do the good that I always wanted to do before. And now went from being a homeless drug addict to in church for almost 12 years now, in seminary. He gave me a family, a wife and kids, and a church family, which is closer than any blood family I ever had. And all I can say is if God did it for me, he can do it for anybody.
On October 22nd, 2022, I was involved in a motor vehicle accident. I was rear-ended by a vehicle that was running from the police, and it ended up breaking two screws and a plate that I had from a previous injury that I had sustained from combat in the military. And it was a neck fusion. They ended up having to go in there and remove the plates and the screws, and it sent my fusion down in my neck and my spine. I went into surgery, and I was supposed to, it was supposed to be an overnight thing, but I had complications, and I had a respiratory failure where I had a breathing tube down my throat. My airway had collapsed, and I ended up in a coma for 13 days on a respirator. While I was in that coma, God allowed me to be able to hear the doctors, and two of the doctors were saying that he's not going to make it. During that time I was in there, my wife was praying. She stayed up there with me. She never left my side. Pastor Virgo, my pastor, he came every day up there to Austin to visit me. And my daughter had gone and put a prayer request in to the pastor of the church, and he prayed. And when prayer was made, I began to recover. And, it's documented on the medical records to where is once the prayer request was made on December 25th, on the 25th to the 31st, I started to recover. And they removed the tube. I just give all the glory to God because it was a situation that I wasn't expecting to make it out of.
I'm thankful that God brought me here because prior to that, my life was in destruction. I just addicted to drugs. When I couldn't find a church, a spiritual place that I could, rely on. But it's been 13 years drug-free and alcohol-free, and by the grace of God.
A very prominent eunuch under the Queen of Ethiopia, who was no doubt well-versed in many subjects, said this.
And he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And he had desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
Much of what I share with you, and more, I learned while attending House of Prayer Bible Seminary. Although I am a graduate now, I continue in the University of God, learning to rightly apply God's word to my public and private life. A certain teacher said this, "The scriptures you know are not the ones you can quote. The scriptures you know are the ones you live." For this reason, our Bible seminaries are absolutely free from any tuition. However, the requirements of acceptance are very high. Our Bible seminary faculty faithfully instruct those who aspire to help in the work of God. In addition to an in-depth study of the truths of the Bible, theology, history, science, social concerns, ethics, and much more, every student is afforded the best hands-on training and given the most practical application possible. The lessons learned in our classrooms can be and have been applied in many settings beyond clerical work. Many of our graduates have gone on to apply those priceless lessons and experiences in their daily lives and in their secular careers. Our students often become the best and most trustworthy employees. Their high ethical and work standards are very noticeable. So tonight, I present to you what the Old Testament called the School of the Prophets.
We have students ministering all over the world. You would have never been able to tell me 15 years ago we'd have a seminary in Mexico, but we have one in the mountains of Mexico. People are reaching out and being reached out to all over the world, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Different states in India, all over Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Uganda, Colombia. We have students ministering in Israel, Poland. On a call recently, we had a seminary student ministering to the people in Africa, and this is a Caucasian brother, a white brother. He started speaking in Swahili. Nobody told him to do that, but in his heart, he had such a burden for the people in Africa, he started learning Swahili himself, and now he's almost fluent in it. That's just the caliber of people that we have, and it never ceases to amaze me the things that God can do with somebody who would just be emptied of themselves. On another call, we had a student who were on a missions call to some people that we know and love in Israel. And the student, again, he's no Jewish background. He began speaking in Hebrew. When I asked him about it, he said he'd been studying Hebrew and God put on his heart to learn it, to be able to reach out to the people of Israel. We've had seminary students preach in all manner of churches, serve all around the world. We've seen seminary students preach in pulpits across all denominations, from Presbyterian churches to a Baptist church, even to Catholic churches. Recently, we had one of our seminary students, Brother Pedro, help us interpret for a Catholic priest in Colombia on one of our affiliate calls.
Gracias, Señor, por esta hermandad, por esta amistad que estás creando entre nosotros.
Thank you, Lord, for this friendship that you're creating with us.
Fortalece nuestra fe.
Strengthen our faith.
Enséñanos a amar como tú nos amas.
Show us how to love how you love us.
Y ayúdanos a permanecer siempre unidos contigo en la fe y en el amor.
Amen. Help us stay united with you in the love and the hope. Amen.
These are things that weren't really in my vision, at least I can speak for myself, but just watching with these basic things we've taught them, seeing them being able to transform the lives of lost people in different ways, ways that we never would have even imagined 10 years ago. That's been very rewarding.
And as by the grace of God, some lives has been changed, not just because of the preaching of the word, but because also the teaching of the scripture through the Bible seminary.
Now I'm just thankful to have labored to see men and women grow in the grace of and the knowledge of the Lord, to actually have the scriptures open up, the ability to teach other brothers and sisters here has been truly a blessing, to see different brothers and sisters doing something for God in these last days. It's truly a blessing. It's not a one-man show, amen, but it's all of us coming together, praying for one another and truly being a blessing. But truly my joy is to see the brothers and the sisters as they open up the word of God, they grow, they ask questions, they begin to do something for God and do the will of God. That's what's always given me joy.
I started coming to House of Prayer 20 years ago, but the personal significance of that requires me to explain a little bit about my family history. My father and grandfather both went to seminary, but neither is actively working for the Lord now. My grandfather worked for one of the major evangelical crusades that was popular in America back in the 70s and 80s for a short time, but soon he lost his faith and went on to live his own life. My father likewise started going to seminary and dropped out and went on to live his own life. They lacked the dynamic outreach to keep them energized in their faith, which House of Prayer has provided me so that I can truthfully say that my faith and my desire to spread God's charity all over the globe is stronger now than when I first believed. I've been able to help in the seminary and also in the various radio broadcasts for several years now, and That ministry has allowed me a venue to work for the Lord and prove that we are not bound to repeat the mistakes of our ancestors.
I was born in church, and growing up, I grew up around the print shop and the seminary and the broadcast, and I never thought I would be part of any of those. And now I'm 17, and now I'm, well, you could say a major factor in all of them. And now recently they've grown to international proportions, and this broadcast here that I helped my dad with, it goes all around the world.
Just a handful of years before the COVID era, House of Prayer was divinely inspired to send out missionaries one more time. Many of those who went were seminary students. We traveled to many nations and numerous American cities, proclaiming this one message: Messiah is coming. The last missionary trip was to Israel at the very beginning of 2020. The message the missionaries carried was, I can pray, you can pray, we can pray. And our children had one mission: to play on the streets of Jerusalem. Whether it was coincidence or destiny, God knows. But immediately after the missionaries came home safely, everything began to shut down. Churches all across the country, we were forced to close our physical doors because of COVID guidelines. Humbly, we obeyed every guideline that was imposed upon us, and we held on. During that time, I read many news articles that were expressing a great falling away. Many no longer saw the need for religion. As for us, our homes became our places of worship. Though we could not assemble in the church building, our voices were still raised to God in prayer. Much like faithful Daniel, the decree would not stop us from praying. To us, prayer is not a ritual. It is our fellowship with God, our lifeline, and the means from whence cometh our help. When the doors of the church were finally allowed to open back up, we had one strong message to tell the whole world: we are all still here. This became the title of one of our Prayer Force magazines. Our print shop works tirelessly to provide edifying Christian literature, which is distributed all around the globe. And guess what? It's all free. Let's hear from them.
The print shop's been a real blessing to work in. We print church cards, flyers. We produce things for other churches to help them evangelize. We say that the print shop is a ministry for ministries. Many times you'll see in the print shop during the day, different ones. The print shop happens to be located right next to a sanctuary, one of our sanctuaries, and different ones at different times will just step out of the print shop, go right to the sanctuary and pray. And sometimes we get stuck trying to, you know, see what needs to be done next. You're trying to make something and maybe a good idea is not really flowing the way that you want it. And different ones will just stop what they're doing and just go to the sanctuary and pray. And many times I've done that, and immediately my mind will be flooded with ideas, pictures, layouts.
I've been working in a print shop in House of Prayer Christian Church for a few years now. And one of the main things that I do is graphic designing. We read a lot of the articles. A lot of the articles are, you know, written, inspired by God. And as you read them, you begin to get an understanding of what needs to be designed for the article, like the picture on the page. And what I try to do is I try to design it to where, as the reader reads the article, they can look at the picture and it begins to touch their heart. It begins to help them to get understanding of what is being said. And hopefully by that, that, you know, it will move them to maybe want to draw closer to God, to want to serve God.
I remember when I first went to the print shop, I told the man I was there at the time that all I was here to do is to help. To help who? Some may ask. To help the lost and dying world. To be your help that one day when I cut the, as I cut the church cards, as we work on the magazines, as we work on the prayer flyers, as we work on the prayer lines, that somebody out there, when they receive the magazine, when they begin to read it, they can get that inspiration. Whatever they're doing, they might be in that dark place to worry about the hurt themselves, or commit suicide or whatever. And they can take that prayer line and they can call it, where their soul can receive strength, where they can be strengthened, where they can know that it's more than in this life, that God is real.
You know, this ministry, it's not a fly-by-night. It's a lot of dedication, a lot of prayer. I see it. I was able to experience it. And these are those that work in the background.
We might not be in the pulpit. We might not be anywhere, but it's a tool that will reach people out there. And it's not necessarily have them come to our church, but it's an encouragement to look to God.
I've been helping in the print shop for a little over 4 years now. And as one who works there, it is a privilege to design and create biblical, spiritual, and inspirational reading material for those in church and also all around the world. I think it affects a lot of people who aren't actually in church the most, because it's like that's all they have as far as like biblical truths or encouragement. But sometimes us in church, we have everything, so sometimes we take for granted.
Children are an heritage of the Lord. In House of Prayer, we endeavor to provide for them a safe haven where they can play without fear of danger. We also strive to furnish them with the best level of education that's available today.
Our day school is for our children to prepare them for all the obstacles and challenges that they will meet within life, and to provide help to society to allow them to be a blessing wherever they work and contribute. Our school has allowed our children to go into the military, be accepted into colleges, go into the ministry, and other aspects of life. We have a Soldiers for Christ program, which is a military program that's based off of the ROTC. We have many of our staff that are from the military, officers, NCOs, that prepare our children that want to join the military. We have music and other electives that allow the children to explore other aspects of their life. One thing about school should not be putting kids into a box, but allowing them to be themselves. Not every kid is academically strong, but many are. So we have to, as teachers, find those ways to help our children excel in whatever they are best in and their God-given talents be used. These experiences at our school allows our kids to help in society and contribute and not be a hindrance. That's our day school, preparing our children for the future and helping in our own world.
దేవుడు నిన్ను దీవించునుగాక.
గాడ్ బ్లెస్ యూ.
భగవాన్ ఆపరి కృపా కరే. గాడ్ బ్లెస్ యూ.
Just keep the faith in God and believe in the power of prayer.
దేవుడు నిన్ను దీవించునుగాక. గాడ్ బ్లెస్ యూ.
God bless you.
Okay. Amen. God bless you too.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Maybe you feel like you don't fit in. You do fit in with God. God has room for you. There is a place for you, and there is an answer, and that's Jesus. And He does love you. Praise God.
I encourage those that are out there to pray, read their Bible, and really seek God, because God is real.
If I have one statement to say, it is well with my soul.
As we conclude this special series of the Women's Hour, I want to dedicate this broadcast to Moriah Michelle Dennis. Moriah is that little girl who lived a life of purity, we thank God for all her life was and is a true mountain of inspiration. She inspires all of us girls, young and old, that we too can be virtuous. Join us again next week as we study the lives of the women who ministered to Christ unto the end. They were the last at the cross and the first at the tomb. Thank you.